With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Off-road vehicles have found a home on the province's highways following the introduction of the new Road Trails Act in the legislature Friday. The new legislation will provide riders with improved trail connections and better access to services like gas stations and restaurants. The act follows on the work of a pilot project that's been in place in 7 communities across Nova Scotia since 2018. Public Works Minister and MLA for Queens, Kim Maslin, says the pilot demonstrated the roads can be safely shared by all.
5 years. Think about that. Most pilot projects are not for 5 years. So the data that was collected during that time, the stakeholder outreach, the relationships that were built, I don't foresee any tremendous issues.
Under the introduced act, riders traveling the highways are required to have a valid driver's license, insurance, registration, and a license plate. It will be up to each municipality to determine through their bylaws on which roads they wish to allow off-highway vehicles. Maslin says she would like to see this effort extend across the province so people can enjoy the natural beauty Nova Scotia has to offer. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.